to that motherfucking podcast. Burn that bitch down to the fucking floor. Fuck you talking around, bitch. Period.
Today I want to talk about what I think a lot of people are talking about, and that is what many are calling the tragic death of George Floyd. The tragic death at the hands of the state, the stormtroopers of the state, using excessive force and killing an innocent black man yet again. When is it going to stop? When is it going to stop? When is all this unwarranted and disproportionate force that's used against black people, innocent black people, from cops, usually white cops, killing innocent black people over and over and over, when is it going to stop? And I see all these people talking about how, oh no, it's not about race. It's not about race. It's about the state. It's about the jackbooted thugs of the state. We should be on their side. It's not about race. And I want to be very clear when I say this. You people disgust me and you're liars. You're not wrong. You're fucking liars. And I'll prove it right now. If the cop had been black, would this be happening right now? You know the answer to that. I know the answer to that. Everyone listening right now knows the answer to that. Don't pretend you don't know the answer to that. If the cop had been black, if everything else had been exactly the same, and the only difference was that the officer restraining George Floyd, who was high on fentanyl and meth, and we'll get into that in a second, if the officer restraining George Floyd had been black, would any of this have happened? And the answer, of course, is no. It's about race, and everyone on the fake right, including Trump, by the way, trying to make it sound like it's about something else, is a liar and a coward. But you know what? I will concede one thing. It is about how we've been treating black people in this country. I do a lot of movie reviews, and sometimes I do TV, and there's been times when people have asked that I take a look at Twilight Zone episodes, and there's one in particular that really comes to mind when I think about how we treat blacks in this country. There's this episode, perhaps you've seen it, it's pretty famous, I think you've probably seen it, where there's this small town, and in this town there's a child, and for some reason, everyone seems very eager to please this child. If he says the sky is green, they say, oh, yes, oh, yeah, it is. Now that you mention it, it is green. You're right, it's green. Wow, thanks. Thanks, Billy, or whatever his name is. And this kind of thing goes on throughout the whole episode. Everyone's just real eager to please and go along with whatever Billy says. And then you find out it's because Billy has magical powers. Billy can make people disappear permanently. Billy can turn people into horrifying monsters. Burn people alive. He can do whatever he wants. You see, Billy is this omnipotent child. He thinks like a child. He reasons like a child. But he has the powers of a god. He can make your life end like that.
And you mustn't think bad thoughts about me either, or I'll do the same thing to you.
So everyone walks around on eggshells. They want to make sure Billy's happy. And that's exactly how we treat black people in this country. We treat them like little children that we can't talk about uncomfortable subjects with, because if we do, they'll get mad and burn down the fucking city. And that's exactly what's going on right now. And when Trump tweets out that we have to honor the memory of the man that was killed, George Floyd, he's doing it because he's treating black people like a little child that he doesn't want to anger. And that's why we're in the situation that we're in right now. The whole town held hostage by this omnipotent child. And like I said, this is about race, just like Ferguson was about race, just like Trayvon Martin was about race. And what do all three of these have in common, other than the fact that it was wildly publicized in the media? Oh my God. Yet again, the black man, victim to the white man. And every time, including today, they fall apart. In Trayvon Martin's case, George Zimmerman wasn't white, they find out, too late, after they'd already started the narrative. So now he became something we'd never heard of before. He was a white Hispanic. And little by little, the Trayvon Martin story fell apart. In the case of Ferguson, all we heard about was the gentle giant. He said, please don't shoot. He had his hands up. He said, don't shoot. But the cop, fueled by racism and hatred that always keeps the black man down in this country, callously opened fire for no other reason than he just fucking hated black people. And then, of course, we see the video that shows that Michael Brown had just finished robbing a convenience store, manhandling the clerk out of the way, and then according to testimony from black people, I might add, he didn't have his hands up. He didn't say, don't shoot. He charged the cop with the intent to wrestle the gun from him and possibly murder him. This is from testimony from black witnesses to investigators that were sent there from a black attorney general who worked for a black president. And yet, how many black people do you know that even know that? How would they know that? When everyone treats them like a child you can't anger. Now here we are once again. George Floyd, upstanding citizen, you know, only did 5 years for breaking into a woman's house and holding her at gunpoint while he robbed her. Sounds like a great guy to me. High on speedballs, takes three people to restrain him. And you know what? I'm gonna dig into that for a second. If you want to be on Team Ben Shapiro and be like, we have to agree that this is evil. We have to agree that it's evil. I'd be willing to bet that most of the people freaking out and saying, oh, it's excessive. You've probably been in about as many fights as Ben Shapiro. You've probably never had to try to restrain a 200-pound plus guy who's high on speed. Oh, but he said he couldn't breathe. They should have got out of him really? How many times do you think they hear that? How many times do you think a cop, when they're trying to restrain someone, they're like, ow, my hands hurt. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, please let go. And they're supposed to just risk it. They're supposed to just risk it because, oh, that looks too rough. This has nothing to do with police brutality. Absolutely goddamn nothing. This is about multiculturalism failing. Stop being cowards on race. You don't have to like cops. You think it's edgy to not like cops? No one likes cops. Stop being cowards on race for the exact same reason you treat black people like children. Stop being afraid of what'll happen if you tell the truth. For Black Pilled, I'm Devin Stack.